Welcome to the My Mickey Podcast, where we explore the magic and wonder of Disney together. And now, on with the show.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 6 of the My Mickey Podcast. I'm your host, Karen, and I'm the owner of and dream designer for My Mickey Vacation Travel. As usual, I'm joined today with my friends Danny, aka Dr. Disney, his wife, and my fellow dream designer, Stacy, and my husband, Jeff. I thought it would be fun to start doing a series on the different resorts located on Disney property. There are so many different options to choose from. I know it can be overwhelming and trying to decide which one is best one for you and for your family. So I thought it would be fun for us to chat about some of our favorites and things we like about the different resorts and the categories and such. So today we're going to start with Port Orleans Riverside, which is in the moderate Disney resort category. The theming of the resort is very charming, southern, like a southern charm type feel. It really is cute. It has just over 2,000 rooms, so it is a large size resort, but when you're walking around, I don't think it has that that large of a feel to it with the trees, and they have the river that goes through it also. There are two distinct areas of the property. One is Alligator Bayou, and the other is Magnolia Bend. That's one of my favorite moderates to stay in. Have you guys had the pleasure of getting to stay in the Riverside section at all?
Yes, we absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite moderate resorts. And of course, it started as Dixie Landings years ago, and then they decided to join the two. And I think it's absolutely wonderful for all our guests. We stayed there just recently during our Imaginators conference, and we all loved it.
Oh yeah, back in March we were over there, and goodness, forgive me, I can't remember what building we were in, but I mean, being from New Orleans and myself, and you know, being born and raised there, I actually really love Port Orleans. I think Riverside, especially with the plantation houses, and you know, the areas, you know, they remind me a lot of my home with, they have the oak and magnolia trees. And that was one thing I even said when we were over there. And I said, I feel kind of stupid about it, but we were driving through and we had our windows down, and I said something and I was like, what is that? What is that? And Stacy was like, what are you talking about? I was like, it smells like home to me. I'm like, I don't understand what it is. And she's like, well, there are magnolia trees everywhere. I'm like, oh, that's that. And that, it took me a while, 'cause you know, we've lived here now for almost 7 or 8 years, and it just hit me. And I was like, this reminded me of my home, and it's so distinct and unique. And it really takes me back. And I love that resort. I think it's one of my very top moderate resorts as well.
I think when Karen and I, we've stayed there, but a few years ago, we actually did an intentional tour of the resort. We popped in and talked to a manager there and just said, hey, we're with a large travel agent company, and we kind of like to just look around. And he was generous enough to take us into each of the different rooms, styles, and everything. And it's what really captured me, and that was really my first experience at the resort. So not as a guest, but really just kind of visiting it. And what really captured me was the detail. Especially like the Mill House, which is the outside of the restaurant, and you know, the big paddle wheel and the river, and like you said, the quaintness. You know, there's the two sections where Magnolia Bend is more of the mansion feel. So you have that southern plantation mansion area, and then Alligator Bayou, which is a whole different. It's just got a whole different vibe to it. You know, it's more laid back and just a calming feel when I'm at that resort.
Definitely. And just to kind of touch on also, in addition to the appearance of the Alligator Bayou buildings and the stately Magnolia Bend buildings, they are different as far as what the rooms are and what they can accommodate and such. The Magnolia Bend area is where the royal rooms are. They do have some standard rooms as far as not the royal rooms, but the royal rooms are very, I want to say they're princessy. So they've got, you know, pictures with the princesses, and they have the headboard, which is beautiful, that has the castle and it lights up, and which is really awesome. But it's not pink and girly. So if you're going with boys, it's more of a purple and kind of dark emerald green and gold. I think that's kind of more what it looks like. So it can be appropriate for boys. So don't feel like the boys
are really interested in going. It's true. And the purple, green, and gold, I mean, some may know it, but being where I'm from, that's the colors of Mardi Gras. So they're going to throw them out there like that. And it's not, what I love is that it's not in your face. It's not over the top. It's still subtle and there. And as Karen said, you know, it's good for boys and girls. It really works. And it's not just girly, or it's not just, you know, very boyish and tomboy. It's a mixture of both. And I don't know, it really, I'm kind of proud of that resort in a way, how it represents my home.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. I know I have some guests sometimes saying, well, I have boys, I probably aren't going to like it. And I said, no, it's not frilly and girly. So they definitely will pick up on the Aladdin touches. You know, the faucet, it looks like a gold Aladdin's lamp, which is neat. And then the carpet, they have imprinted Aladdin's magic carpet. So it's like you're walking on his carpet. So there are some other touches in there. Although when the first time I went with McKenna, who at the time, I think she was 15, and she went into the princess room and she says, this is where I belong, because it had all the princess stuff. So she picked up on that.
Oh, I think adults love it too.
I really do.
Yeah. And I love the headboard, how it lights up. And it's gorgeous. I was actually going to mention the faucet as well. I just think it's all beautiful. It's really good. I'm glad they did the royal rooms.
Yeah, they really are beautiful.
It's having the princess touch without, I don't know, can I call it like the loudness of the character almost? How you have the, I love Art of Animation. It's absolutely beautiful, but it's very, very loud feeling. And I think Porterlings has more of a softer feel, but you also get the character. So I think it's one that my clients love to go to when they're wanting more of a, you know, a softer touch, and it's not so loud.
Peaceful.
So yeah, more of a peaceful resort feel.
Yeah, it definitely is. It makes nice for coming back in the afternoon for a break, or at the end of a busy day at the park, to come back to a relaxing atmosphere, you know, to settle in for the night or for a nap in the afternoon. So it's a nice atmosphere there.
It really is. I mean, that's the one thing I noticed about it, because there was once or twice when we were there in March, we headed back over there and it was just, I don't know, like that was one of the things I liked about it and that I always love, is that it is calming and peaceful and you can get away from the loud bustle and everything, even if you just want a short break, because yes, everybody loves Disney World and we know it's going to be busy, but if you get a chance to just have a chance to breathe, have a chance to relax for a minute, have a chance to calm your nerves, and it gives you, I don't know, a rejuvenated sense to go about the rest of your day or the rest of your week. And that's one of the things I love about Port Orleans is, and honestly, I know people want to be close to the food court and everything, but the further you get towards the back of that resort, the more peaceful and quiet it's actually going to be.
I think the layout has a lot to do with that, because, you know, you have the pool area, and we'll talk a little bit about pool later, but like the Old Man Island pool area, it's kind of centralized, but it's separate from like where the lodges and the mansions are. So it's not like you're overhearing this loud pool area from your room like you do at some of the other resorts.
Yeah.
So I think that's real helpful too.
Exactly. So it's definitely such a peaceful area no matter where you are on the property. But like when you first get there, you hear the music playing as you get off your bus, or if you're coming from the parks or walking through the lobby, the music that you hear is just relaxing but fun. One thing also to point out with the rooms are the royal rooms are an upgraded charge for those rooms. But also so are preferred rooms that are closer to the main building. And what I like about the royal rooms, they are kind of in a preferred location also. They're pretty much located right over that bridge from the Sascagoula River. So it's a pretty close walk still to the main building.
Sascagoula.
Sascagoula. Say that five times real fast. The location is a good location. So it's sort of, you know, you get you know, in addition to a preferred location, you have a really neat themed room. The only thing with those rooms is that they don't accommodate five people. So if your family is a family of five, then you would be over in the Alligator Bayou section where they do have those little trundle beds. Are they referring to them as trundle beds? Those little day beds that they have there.
The Murphy beds?
The Murphy bed, yes.
I still call them trundle beds because I don't understand the Murphy reference.
Yeah. I don't know either. But anyway, they had that little bed there to accommodate a fifth person. So if you do have five people, it would be over at Alligator Bayou. And also, as you are looking at resorts and whatnot, the Alligator Bayou section does not have an elevator. So there's only a second story, but just make sure you take into consideration that if you're traveling with anyone that has an issue with stairs, or even if you have small children and you don't want to lug the tired sleeping kids up the stairs with your luggage and all that, to request a ground level or to request being a Magnolia Bend so you have an elevator.
I'll just give a little quick history. I don't know if it's the same with hotels and resorts in Florida, but as we've learned living here, unless you have more than three stories, you are not required to have an elevator in your building. So that is something you'll learn, and it's why the majority of the apartment complexes, condos, and everything else in Orlando don't have elevators, because they are three stories and they stop.
So I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
It is. We didn't realize that either. And it's like, you know, I kind of thought that was kind of strange. But, you know, at least with the Alligator Bayou and everything, they, you can request the ground floor and hope to get one there and everything, because I mean, some people just need it because they can't do the stairs, but it's a small little aggravation, I guess, but it's something that you can still, it can still be avoided and everything like that. Just make sure you let people know, let Disney know when booking that you need it. Make sure they're aware of it before you get there.
Yes, I just know at the end of the day, if you've got a sleeping child and strollers and all that, it can be cumbersome at the end of the day. But
very much,
yeah. But they're good about accommodating those requests.
They are.
I was doing a little research preparing for this, and one of the things I stumbled on about the Alligator Bayou section, Danny, I don't know if you were ever familiar with this. The backstory behind this area. Disney tells a story in everything, and the resorts are no different. So the legend is that the settlers moved out from the town of Port Orleans. So Port Orleans is a town, and the settlers were moving out. And so they decided to build this this area outside of town along the river. And so they started with the mansions. And so the mansions were the most, you know, the opulent and the most, you know, pristine and the most gorgeous of all the buildings. And then the further upstream they went along the Sessagula River. Yeah, thank
you. There you go.
It got, so basically, you know, if you think back in the day when everything was transported along the river, the further you go up the river, the harder it is to get the supplies. So if you start looking at the buildings in the Alligator Bayou section, if you start looking at those buildings, you'll notice that the ones that are closest to the hub area there, where the restaurant and the shops are, they are the ones that have the brick built columns and the neatly tiled roofs. And the further away you get, the more rustic the buildings become, so that the furthest ones away have just plain wooden columns and sheet metal roof, because the story is it's harder to get the supplies up the river. So
I've never done
that. Yeah, I didn't either. And now I want to go and walk the grounds just to see that. But I kind of thought, you know, again, the attention to detail, the ability to tell another story just in the layout of the resort that, you know, again, most people just don't recognize and don't realize that kind of detail goes into it.
They really don't. And what people have to realize is that if they walk around any resort, even if the entire resort at Walt Disney World doesn't have a backstory, there will be a portion of it. Something will be there to be told. Something will be there that'll have a story. Polynesian, Coronado Springs, Port Orleans. I mean, you know, with some of them, it is a bit more extravagant and unique than others, like you just read. Mm-hmm. But if they just, you know, I would have never thought it. And I guess I should with everything that Disney does, but now you're right. It makes me want to go back to Port Orleans, look at some of the buildings, see what, you know, the differences are from one to the next. And you may think it's just a design technique,
right,
but actually with Disney, they may have not only design technique and aesthetic and everything else in mind, but they're going to give something more instead of just saying, oh, we wanted something different from building to building. No, we're going to give you a story.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I like that.
Yeah. And one of the other things that I had read as well is if you'll notice that the buildings that they're all built about a foot and a half off the ground. And again, the story is that the bayou swampland mm-hmm. is very prone to flooding during the heavy rains. So they built the buildings up, you know, that foot and a half so that the buildings don't get flooded out. And
no, that's historically accurate.
Yeah. And it's historically accurate from a New Orleans standpoint, but not, correct, not necessarily from a Central Florida with the Sassagoula River. But again, telling the story, they took, you know, that into consideration and built, you know, whatever additional expense was involved, built those buildings up a foot and a half just to tell the story.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I like that because people from, you know, I don't know, I've heard mixed things from people from my hometown in Louisiana and whether they want to stay at Port Orleans or not, Riverside or French Quarter. And, you know, some people are like, oh, well, I live it. I'm like, yeah, you do live it every day. I did for 30 some years. But the thing is, it's neat to see not only how other people interpret it, because it's not necessarily interpreted in a way. It's actually historically accurate, as you were just saying, with the, you know, the flooding lifts and everything. But it's cool from somebody like me from New Orleans to go there, see it, and see that not only did they want to have a design and say, oh, we're going to use this as a theme, they made it as accurate and, you know, precise as possible, even though they're four states away.
Right. Well, the other thing to keep in mind, too, is, you know, for the folks who, you know, live it every day, that's a reality. And so they can almost come to Port Orleans Riverside at Disney and live it, but live it in the fairy tale world, if you will. You know, it's the where everything's perfect world. And so it's a little different than maybe living it every day, but it's, you know, with the historic, even with the historical accuracies, it's, you know, it's still a resort and it's still a resort feel. And it's a little different than living day to day, going to the grocery store and going to pick the kids up at school and all the stuff that comes with day to day where you live. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does. I mean, it does. And that's what I love about it is because it's a piece of home and it's, okay, I'll admit it. It's a cleaner version of New Orleans and parts of Louisiana, but it's nice to see, and it's nice to see it done right.
Well, I think we need to move on to dining because I'm always hungry, and they have great dining options over at the resort.
They do.
And I would think I think a lot of it is also probably, you know, from what you would find in Louisiana, as far as shrimp and grits and all the homestyle cooking and.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a lot of it really is. And, you know, they've got beignets and, you know, yes, there are many of the dishes there that remind me of home as well. Very New Orleans style dishes, gumbo, jambalaya. But, you know, they have beignets. That's one of the things I miss the most.
Yes. Yeah, they are delicious. I was actually stayed here at Riverside with my family, my parents. We went over Christmas and we had dinner over at Boatwright, which is the table service restaurant located at the resort. And mm-hmm. I hadn't eaten there in years. Last time I ate there was when they were doing breakfast, which they believe they have stopped breakfast a few years ago, but they are open for dinner. And I have to say, it was literally one of the best meals I've had on property. Like, even if I wasn't staying there, I would go back and have dinner there. Everything that we all ordered was fabulous. Menu was a nice size, plenty to choose from. Desserts were great. They had themed cocktails for the resort, which were awesome. But they also had a lot of flights. They had, you know, the beer flights. And my dad got a whiskey flight. which was really kind of cool to be able to taste. I think it was like 4 different whiskeys that they had that he had in his flight. So it was really neat to have a bunch of different choices and shrimp and grits. And the food was fantastic. So if you haven't been there before, or if it has been years since you've been to Boatwright for dinner, definitely recommend it, because what a fun evening if you're spending the day in the parks and coming back for dinner, or if you're just off from the parks that day and want to do something different in the evening. Dinner's a great way to start your night at that resort.
Well, and right next to the Boatwright is the River Roost Lounge Bar, which is a real nice little open area where they have a big bar. But I think what the River Roost is known best for is the home of Yeehaw Bob Jackson, who is a performer who comes in, I think, Wednesday through Saturdays, I think, in the evening.
Yeah, I think so.
And he sits there and plays a piano, but it's definitely an interactive, fun, gets the crowd singing along. You know, it's for the entire family.
He's a lot of fun. I like it.
So much fun. And I mean, you have to get there early because seats are standing room only, not long it's after small. His show starts. And he's been there, what, about 20 years or something like that?
I mean, I think so.
A long time. And he's actually now a Walt Disney Legacy Award recipient. So, I mean, he's made his presence known, and he's definitely a legend there. So anytime you're at Riverside and you get a chance in the evenings to go hang out with Yeehaw Bob, definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're walking through the lobby or just going to get some food or something one night and you hear a lot of commotion and noise, chances are it's Yeehaw Bob.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the kids are all laughing and singing along and clapping. And the kids are either sitting on the floor or dancing around. So they're all right around him. He's a lot of fun. He's a fun, fun to listen to and to enjoy.
And I want to just give him a little shout out. Yeehaw Bob. Yeehawbob.com is his website. And what's really cool about Yeehaw Bob is not only does he go and do this at Riverside for half the week, but he also does a lot of local performing. And one of the things that I love about him is he goes over to entertain the families over at Give Kids the World Village. And for folks who aren't aware of what that is, it's a wonderful little facility where some of the Wish kids get to stay for free. And so, you know, to have Yeehaw Bob go over there and give his talents and donate his time over there is really awesome. So good guy, and definitely worth checking out at Riverside in the evenings. I had mentioned the pools earlier, and we talked a little bit about the Old Man Island and kind of being, you know, kind of its own little place, which is real nice. The moderate resorts at Disney, I think, are really known for their swimming pools, because it's definitely a step up from the values with the addition of water slides and hot tubs and stuff. And Old Man Island is no different. I mean, it's got a great water slide, kind of takes after a sawmill feel. It's got a pool bar, got a hot tub, children's pool. But what I really like about it, and I think it lends to the size of the resort, is if you want to kind of go into the center of the resort and have fun at this big pool, you can. But throughout the resort, there are 5 what they call quiet pools. They're not the big noisy areas with all the games and the DJ spinning songs and the party feel. It's just real
peaceful.
Yeah, it's just go and get in the water and relax, and it's just nice. It's quiet areas. They've got 2 of them in the Magnolia Bend section and 3 at Alligator Bayou. Have you guys done pool time at all? I've personally never done a pool time at Port Orleans Riverside. I've been through the pool, but not actually there to enjoy any long period of time.
We did. When I stayed there years, like it was Dixie Landings, that tells you how long ago it was. We did. I'm calling my age. But we loved the pools there. But what my guests love now is that you can use the pools from whether you're staying at Port Orleans Riverside or French Quarter, the pools are available to guests at either resort. Right. And that's a great thing, because I know the pool at Port Orleans French Quarter seems to be a favorite. So a lot of my guests tend to go over there and use that one more than any other. They really love that one.
Oh, and one of the things I read too, and I didn't realize this, the quiet pools, the five quiet pools at Riverside, each of them have a laundry facility. So you can go and because they're a little bit more local to the rooms where you're staying, you can go and do laundry if you need to mid-stay. And they even have the laundry facilities are really kind of neat now. They actually have a little internet app that you can log into and check the status of your washer or dryer, so you don't have to sit there and watch it the whole time. That's kind of cool too.
It is cool, and it's helpful, extraordinarily helpful. And I mean, I guess people just don't, you know, realize that something like that is actually extraordinarily convenient and to have, because there are many people that will spend, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 days at Walt Disney World, and having that nearby and having it in multiple locations so you don't have to like truck it all the way across the resort is really helpful.
We stayed at Coronado. I think it was the same time you guys were at Riverside for the Imaginators conference. Mm-hmm. And I took advantage of the laundry facility over there because it was kind of right around the corner from our room. And that, like that, having that access was really helpful. And of course, you know, you're on Disney property. You just don't really have any fear that it's okay. No one's going to steal your stuff. So I put the stuff into laundry and walked away, loaded up the app, and in an hour I kind of knew when it was done to go back and moved it over to the dryer, did the same thing. And, you know, I didn't have to waste any time. I could go back to my room and, you know, do whatever I was doing in the room, or, you know, head down to the store, or, you know, whatever I wanted to do, I could do. Mm-hmm. So it was really convenient.
I'm just stumped at the fact that you were doing laundry at the resort. I'm sitting here thinking, I personally don't ever do laundry when I'm on vacation. I will pack a month worth of clothes just to be sure I don't have to do it. So that's great, honey, that you were doing laundry. I must have been out playing somewhere because I don't remember that.
Well, and that's the difference, because whenever we go on a 4-day vacation, you have 7 suitcases and I have a backpack.
That's true. Yeah. You don't have enough room for all of your stuff.
Right.
After taking a few, you know, 15 night and 14 night cruises, I will wash clothes on vacation. It's necessary.
All right. Well, since Jeff likes to do laundry on vacation, apparently that can be his
let him be his job
going forward.
Yeah. On vacation, I'll do
sounds
laundry.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
If he's thrilled with it, more power to him.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fun activities at the resort,
of course,
besides doing laundry, one of the things that has always impressed me about Disney resorts is just the fun things to do at the resort. I mean, you can have a vacation and have a wonderful vacation and have an entertaining vacation without even touching a theme park. And so just to kind of touch on some of the things that are available at Port Orleans Riverside. And I think, Karen, you had mentioned that McKenna and your dad had done this, was fishing at the resort.
Yeah, they went fishing over at the Sasagula River.
There you go.
Yeah, and they had the little bridge there. And he took her one morning before we headed out to the parks for the afternoon, and they went fishing. And I think they had little hot dogs or something that they cut up and they put. And, of course, it's a catch and release there. But they had a great time going fishing. And so there's a lot of neat things to do there that who thought you can go to fishing at your Disney resort while on vacation, but
not be over at like Contemporary or Polynesian where they've got Bay Lake and, you know, Seven Seas Lagoon.
Yeah. And then you have all the music in the background. It's like you're in your old fashioned fishing hole in New Orleans.
Listen to
you.
Did
I say that right, New Orleans?
You did. Yeah, you did. That was very nice. That was impressive.
You nailed that one.
I try.
She's been practicing all day.
Yeah. And then we have the horse-drawn carriage ride. I do have a lot of clients who love that.
I love to do that. I love how it goes. I love it in the evening when things are quiet and you hear the clip-clop of the carriages going by. It's so nice to do that. And it takes you to both sides over along the river there to French Quarter and back. So it's a nice little ride.
And I think doing that around the holidays, around Christmas, that's just perfect. So that is something I always suggest around that time.
Definitely. And you can reserve that in advance, 180 days in advance. And it is becoming more popular. So for anyone interested in doing that, make sure you do get that reserved in advance. And it's $55 for a 25-minute ride. So it's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I mean, and it's, I know some people may say, well, what more do you need to do? You're at Walt Disney World, but there are going to be, like I said, times when you're tired and you want to relax some and you want to be back at the resort and, you know, you've had your fill of the parks for the day and you're just exhausted, but you don't necessarily feel like retiring to your room for the night. Things like the horse-drawn carriage rides or just even wandering around the resort and seeing the fishing hole. And I know they have bicycle rentals. You can rent bikes and ride all the way around the expansive property of Port Orleans Riverside and French Quarter. There's so much to do there. And, you know, one of my favorite things is, even though it's, you know, some people may say I've had my fill of Disney, you still want Disney movies. There's Movies Under the Stars. Mm-hmm. I love those.
Well, they even do a campfire. So that's kind of cool. They do a campfire for an hour every night. And I think at Riverside, they do it every night, but over at French Quarter, they because the movies alternate, they switch back and forth between the two resorts. When the movies are at French Quarter, they'll do the campfire over there, but I think they do the campfire every night at Riverside. And so, you know, you can buy s'mores kits and make s'mores. So a lot of people kind of associate the campfire with Fort Wilderness Campground, but they do one over at Riverside as well. That's really cool.
And the movies there are neat. They actually do them at the Magnolia Bend section. When we had stayed there, right in front of one of the buildings where the fountain is, they had the big screen put up right on the grass there. And everybody had their blankets and towels, and they were just laying out, watching a movie, having snacks. It was a great way to spend the evening.
I actually had someone here who she was a Florida resident. She moved recently, but she's an annual pass holder. And they did the, it was, you know, they had been in the parks all the time. They wanted to do something different. And they did the evening campfire and they got the s'mores. They said that was their absolute favorite part of their entire trip. Nice. Because they had never done that. And they loved just sitting around the campfire. Then they did the movie that night. And it was something relaxing for them and just out of the park. So it was something different. And I think that's just the perfect, you know, that's really who you want to tell to do that, because they have done all the parks. They have seen, you know, so much. And so, like, these are things, the horse-drawn carriage, the bicycle rentals, the s'mores, those are things that people who have been here a lot, that's the things they really want to do. And I think we didn't mention yet, but one of my favorite parts of Port Orleans is that you have boat access to Disney Springs.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing for me. I just love that clients can go over. Well, you know, you can go over and go to all the restaurants that are over there. They have the movie theater. They have
Splitsville.
And you have to love Splitsville. They have amazing food and bowling. And I think there's so much over there to offer that you can spend like at least half a day over there. And, you know, you don't have to use a park ticket. And I think that's a great advantage to stay in at that resort.
Yeah. And kids think that's a ride in itself, just that boat. So even if you're just going to go for a ride, you can just stay on the boat and it goes all around to the, you know, to French Quarter. And eventually it ends up over at Saratoga Springs and Old Key West, I believe. Too, doesn't it? Or you have to change boats maybe over at Disney Springs, but you can still kind of take the boat around, and the kids think that's a ride in itself.
They really do. And it's a huge advantage to that resort as well, because, you know, not only is it fun, it's just extraordinarily convenient, because many guests will have that non-park day in the middle of their trip, or they just want to head over to Disney Springs in the evening after being in the parks all day. And sometimes during the year, the parks close a little bit earlier, and, you know, but Disney Springs will be open till midnight or even in some instances 2 a.m. and they want something more to do. And having that boat access without having to worry about a car or even especially, you know, bus transportation, it really comes in handy. I love that. I love that they have that available for the guests.
And it's a very scenic, ride, because for the most part, it's tree lined. And there's one, cool. I think one section over by French Quarter, you're kind of going through the Buena Vista golf course. And, but it's just, it's not lined with, you know, cars and highways and all that. It's a very scenic and peaceful ride as well. So I think that adds to the whole atmosphere and the aura of the ride as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's another nice touch because, you know, again, being from Louisiana, it almost kind of takes you through a quote unquote bayou feel. Mm-hmm. Before you head over and realize that, you know, you're changing from, just like in the parks, you're changing from one land to the next and going from the bayou to the old Floridian feel of Disney Springs.
And of course, with both Riverside and French Quarter sitting on the Sasagula River, both resorts are serviced by that boat over to Disney Springs.
Yeah. Helpful. Very, very helpful. Very convenient. I love it.
So is there anything else anybody wanted to add about Port Orleans Riverside?
Mm.
Oh, I was just thinking about something. One of the things that we probably hear is, and this is probably just, you know, internet stuff, but a lot of people kind of come to us with a concern about the size of the resort, because it is a large resort. I mean, there's over 2,000 rooms in this resort. But one of the things that I think is very important for guests to know and understand is that the bus service to get folks from the resorts to the park, they actually have a perimeter bus service. And so the bus actually goes around the resort and has different drop-off points close to your buildings. And so it's not like you have to walk from one end of the resort to the other just to get on a bus to go somewhere. So that's very convenient. So I did want to mention that because I think that's one of the things that we hear most often. Because I mean, it's a large resort. I mean, it's got to be real about that. But just because it's large doesn't mean it's not convenient.
I agree with you, and you know that's one of the complaints I know that some people will say about that resort, but they fail to realize that perimeter bus. And I know. But if you look at maps of all the Disney resorts, the majority of them are going to be big, like, you know, Art of Animation. And even though that's a story, The Walk and all that for a different time. But, you know, at Art of Animation, at Pop Century, depending on where you're at, you may have to walk up to that front bus area and it may take you a little bit of time. With Port Orleans, you don't have to worry about that. Sure, you can walk up to the front and catch the bus there if you want to do some other things along the way. But if you're looking to catch a quick bus, that perimeter bus is extraordinarily convenient and I love it.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today and hope you enjoyed getting a detailed look at Port Orleans Riverside. You'll find the show notes and pictures at our website, mymickeypodcast.com/6. And as always, our show is sponsored by the Dream Designers of My Mickey Vacation Travel. Contact one of our Dream Designers now to help you plan your next Disney destination vacation. You'll find them at mymickeyvacation.com as well as on Instagram at mymickeyvacationtravel. Also, be sure to visit Dr. Disney at drdisney.com and searching for Dr. Disney on Facebook and Instagram. I also would like to mention, too, that we would love to have you subscribe to our podcast so that we are automatically added to your playlist with each new episode. If you head to our website at mymickeypodcast.com/subscribe, you'll be able to connect with us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and other favorite feeds. So we hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you have a magical day, and we will see you real soon.